Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're doing a deep dive into, well, the wonderfully aromatic world of tea essentials. We've looked at a bunch of sources, particularly a review from Ceylon Wild Tea called Three Must-Have Tea Products on Amazon. Yeah. And we're pulling out the key bits for you. Our mission is pretty clear. Whether you're, you know, a seasoned tea pro with a huge collection or maybe just starting out, we want to explore how the right tools can really fundamentally elevate your whole tea experience. We'll touch on things like precision, aesthetics, and even tradition.
Yeah, and what's truly fascinating here is just how personal the tea ritual can become. It's really way more than just brewing a drink, isn't it? It's the whole process. Maybe the sound of the water heating up, watching the leaves unfurl, that first quiet sip, and the right tools. They aren't just, you know, practical. They can genuinely turn that simple cup of tea into a real mindful experience. So this deep dive should help you sort of navigate the options out there and hopefully find what fits your style best.
Okay, so first up, if you're all about precision, like scientific level control in your key brewing, then this first essential item is probably going to speak right to you. We're talking about the Domofwy 1000W Gooseneck Electric Kettle. Sounds like a bit of a game changer, actually, especially for people who need speed, but, you know, don't want to sacrifice quality. But is there a point where maybe too much control is, well, a burden? Or just overkill for, say, a strong breakfast tea?
That's a really fair question. And it kind of highlights the beauty of having choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
This Mawi kettle, yeah, it's definitely about efficiency and accuracy, but for a specific reason. That 1000W heating element means you're really not hanging around waiting for water. And perspective-wise, it can boil a full liter in, what, under 5 minutes usually?
Wow, that's quick.
Yeah, much faster than some other models or even the stovetop sometimes.
Yeah.
Perfect for those busy mornings, you know, or just needing a quick cup. But the real star, I think, where it really shines is that very specific gooseneck spout. It's not just for looks. It's actually a functional masterpiece.
I can totally see that. It looks like it gives you surgical precision, right?
Yeah.
Not just for pour-over coffee, but for tea, delicate teas.
Exactly, spot on. That gooseneck lets you pour incredibly steady,
yeah,
really precisely. Think about delicate teas, maybe green teas, some white teas, or especially matcha, which can be quite finicky. A controlled, gentle flow of water is just crucial. If you pour too fast, too hard, you can kind of agitate the leaves too much, maybe scald them, pull out bitterness.
Ah, okay.
With the gooseneck, you get this nice, even saturation. You avoid over-extracting here and under-extracting there. It really impacts the final taste. It's like mimicking how the pros brew, giving you that fine control at home.
And I've heard some versions even have temperature controls built in. That sounds amazing for someone like me who's definitely scorched a few delicate green teas just using boiling water.
Oh, you're definitely not alone there. And that leads us to another, yeah, crucial feature, temperature control. Many models of this type of kettle, they offer precise temperature presets.
Yeah.
And this is where you can really, like, level up your brewing, because different teas just need very specific water temps to get the best flavor and aroma.
Right.
Like a delicate Japanese green tea, say Gyokuro, needs water maybe around 175 Fahrenheit, that's 80 Celsius,
mm-hmm,
to avoid burning it and get those sweet umami notes.
Mm-hmm.
But then a strong black tea, like an Assam, it does best closer to boiling, maybe 205 Fahrenheit, 96 Celsius, to really release its boldness.
Makes sense.
So having that ability to hit the exact temperature means you're not guessing. You're getting the best out of your tea, avoiding bitterness, or just a weak cup. And for peace of mind, it usually has safety things like auto shutoff.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so you don't worry about it boiling dry if you get distracted. So all in all, this kettle seems ideal for people who really value accuracy, speed, and reliability. Whether it's for a single cup of something special or, you know, making a perfect matcha latte.
That does sound like a dream for the meticulous tea lover. Definitely. But, okay, what if your tea thing is less science lab and more, I don't know, aesthetic lounge? This is where it gets really interesting, I think. Let's shift to the second item. The glass teapot set with four double wall teacups and a removable stainless steel infuser. This feels like it's not just about making tea, it's about the look, the feel, and really enhancing the whole experience. How does a set like this change things up, especially if you're sharing tea with friends? And does all that beauty mean it's difficult to care for?
Yeah, this set is absolutely designed for those who really appreciate the visual show of tea just as much as the taste. The key is definitely its premium glass construction. Both the pot and those four cups are made from high-quality borosilicate glass.
Borosilicate.
Yeah, so unlike regular glass, borosilicate has this very low thermal expansion thing. Basically, what that means for you is it's super durable and really resistant to thermal shock.
So it won't crack easily with hot water.
Exactly. It can handle quick temperature changes, boiling water to room temp, without issues. But maybe more importantly, it's just beautifully clear. You can literally watch your tea leaves dance and unfurl. If you have blooming teas, you see them come to life. You watch the color deepen as it steeps. It adds this whole other dimension, almost meditative, you know?
Oh, that is beautiful, watching the colors change.
Yeah.
Like a little art show right there on your table. And those double wall teacups, they sound super practical too. Does that design affect the taste at all?
It really is an artistic experience. And yes, those double wall cups are a fantastic feature. They have this insulating layer of air trapped between the two walls of glass.
Right.
So the design makes sure your tea stays hot much longer because heat isn't escaping as fast. But the outside glass stays perfectly cool to touch.
No burnt fingers.
No burnt fingers, no need for a coaster. And flavor-wise, by keeping the temperature more stable, it can actually help the tea's aromas stay vibrant longer. It stops the tea cooling down and tasting flat too quickly. And the removable stainless steel infuser is just really practical. Easy to clean, fine mesh, so small leaves don't escape into your cup. As for care, borosilicate is pretty tough for everyday use, but, you know, it's still glass. Just handle it carefully, avoid big knocks or harsh scrubbing when cleaning, and it'll stay looking great. This set, with its really elegant design, is perfect for hosting, sharing a nice moment, or just adding a bit of beauty to your daily routine. It's kind of a must-have if you value the presentation and the whole aesthetic side of tea drinking.
Okay, so from high-tech precision to visual elegance, we've covered some ground. But now let's talk about something that maybe taps into a more classic, comforting feeling. The Sustee's Stovetop Whistling Tea Kettle. Now, while those electric kettles are super convenient, no doubt, there's just something really special, almost nostalgic, about a traditional stovetop kettle. That whistle. What makes this classic choice still a top contender today? You know, in a world full of smart gadgets, does its simplicity ever hold it back?
You know, this kettle is really a testament to timeless design and just solid function.
Yeah.
And its appeal definitely isn't a limitation for the people who choose it. Actually, for some, it represents kind of a counter trend, getting back to simplicity, having a more tactile, mindful connection to making tea.
Yeah.
The Sustee's kettle itself is made from high quality, food grade stainless steel.
Okay.
And that's not just about being durable and rust resistant, though it is those things. Food-grade stainless means no metallic tastes get into your water. It keeps the key flavor pure. These things are often built to last for ages, becoming a fixture in your kitchen, not just a passing trend.
And the whistle, of course. That sound is just pure nostalgia for so many, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It really tells you when the water's ready so you don't have to hover over it.
Precisely. That traditional whistle isn't just nostalgia. It's actually a remarkably effective and, yeah, comforting signal. It lets you know exactly when the water's boiling without you needing to watch it constantly. Frees you up to get your tea ready or just, you know, relax for a moment. There's a kind of subtle psychological comfort in that sound cue. It signaled tea time for generations, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
It also usually features an ergonomic handle that stays cool, which is important for safely pouring boiling water. And crucially, this kind of kettle offers fantastic versatility. It works on all stovetops, gas, electric, even induction.
Oh, even induction. That's good.
Yeah, making it pretty much a universal fit for almost any kitchen. So while it doesn't have that pinpoint temperature control of an electric gooseneck, its strength is really in its reliability, its wide compatibility, and yeah, that beloved comforting whistle. It kind of bridges that gap between classic charm and modern practicality quite nicely.
Right. So we've explored three pretty different ways to enhance your tea experience. There's the high-tech precision of that Dronfwy gooseneck electric kettle, then the elegant visual appeal of the glass teapot set, and finally, the timeless, sort of comforting charm of the Sustee's whistling stovetop kettle. So what does this all mean for you, our dedicated tea enthusiast listener?
Well, it means that whether your main priority is speed and getting things just right, or maybe it's the beauty of the whole brewing process, or perhaps it's that comforting connection to tradition, there's a perfectly designed tool out there just waiting to make your next cup of tea even better.
Yeah, and this deep dive really brings up an important question, I think, beyond just how these tools work. How does consciously choosing them, appreciating them, actually deepen your connection to the whole ritual of tea? Maybe think about which of these elements really clicks with your daily routine, your own personal tea philosophy. Is it the precise science bit? Getting the temperature and pour just so, making sure every bit of flavor comes out?
Mm-hmm. Or is it the visual beauty? watching the leaves, using elegant cups, turning it into a kind of performance?
Yeah.
Or is it maybe that comforting, familiar sound of the kettle whistling that really speaks to you, linking you to a long tradition? It's worth considering which aspect of tea really calls to you most strongly, and maybe letting that guide your next step in, you know, elevating your own tea journey.